It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Thursday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the new True Choice offer. You buy Pioneer brand seed, you can earn Corteva cash. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
Sure Start 2, Culex, Durango DMA, Classic.
More than 100 crop protection products.
Enserve. Ever Pre-X.
That's what's available to you through the all-new True Choice offer from Corteva Agriscience, the agriculture division of Dow DuPont.
Approach Prima, Sonic.
It's an offer simpler than saying all these names in 60 seconds.
Trivance, Round Q.
Just buy Pioneer brand seed and Corteva cash is immediately put into your True Choice account at your crop protection retailer. No waiting, no rebate. Then you can put that Corteva cash towards more than 100 crop protection herbicides, insecticides, fungicides, and stabilizers. And as you can hear, there are a lot of options for you.
Open Sky, Elevore.
With True Choice, the only hard part is figuring out which of these products you want.
Perfect Match, Resicor, Instinct.
Ask your local Pioneer sales representative or your crop protection retailer about True Choice. New, simple, now.
A Toledo, Ohio man, Mike Levy, has shared the story on Facebook about the passenger he sat next to on his flight home for Christmas earlier this week. He was next to Hal, who happened to be the father of a flight attendant on that Delta Airlines flight. And it turns out Hal spent Christmas Eve and Christmas Day flying on every flight his daughter worked for Delta Airlines. Pierce Vaughn is the flight attendant with Delta. She's based in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Her dad even got one first-class seat during his Christmas odyssey with his daughter. From This Week in Agribusiness, the spread of African swine fever in China and Eastern Europe could mean soaring hog prices next year. That's according to the chief executive officer of Smithfield Foods, Ken Sullivan. Smithfield, of course, is the world's biggest pork producer. In an interview with a national hog farmer, Sullivan says that pig-killing virus has the real potential to have significant market impacts in 2019. With the disease spreading in China, the world's top pork-consuming nation, the Chinese could be forced to tap international markets to help feed their 1.4 billion people. Now, here is a great after-Christmas idea from a lady we know in central Illinois, Karen Corrigan, who is an agronomist working with farmers and also the mother of two daughters, also the wife of our friend Chad Colby, who you see on This Week in Agribusiness. Karen says those duplicate toys or toys your child was not excited about, the ones that maybe can't be easily returned, could perhaps be donated to a nearby children's hospital. She says they use them to keep the kids entertained or to reward the children during scary procedures. After Karen tweeted that, I added also, you might want to check with your local Ronald McDonald House. Chances are there's one not too far from you. We've been supporters of the Ronald McDonald Houses of Chicagoland and Northwestern Indiana for several years because of their work to provide a place for parents to stay near children's hospitals. And the need of those houses is deeper than just toys, of course. They have a year-round need for soap, towels, pillowcases, detergent, and the load of a child's illness can be a crushing burden on a family. There is a website, too, for the Ronald McDonald Houses, rmhc.org. rmhc.org. That's the Morning Midwest Digest. For True Choice, I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.